the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
John Murphy Show presented by NOCO, and a special visitor to our studio tonight. He is in town helping out the Buffalo Bills with some of their promotional shoots. He is an actor that you know from the movies and from television, Bill Fichtner, Western New York native in studio with us. Bill, thanks for coming by.
It's my pleasure. How you doing? All right?
Great. What brings you out here to One Bills Drive?
Well, you know, we're shooting. Do we call it a promo?
Yeah.
I think we call it a promo.
Yeah. Scoreboard video stuff.
Let's put it this way. There was no twisting of an arm to get me to come and say these words today.
You are a Western New York native, a graduate of Maryvale High School, and I presume a Bills fan for most of the time.
Oh, all the way, babe.
Well, how did that, tell me about that process. I think we're the same age. I'm 57. You're about that,
I'm
right?
57.
So
you got it.
So we grew up around the same era with, like, probably Joe Ferguson, and those teams were probably your first
A little bit earlier than that. We're talking Jack Kemp and Daryl LaMonica and being out at the old Rock Pile.
Yeah.
I remember going to those games with my dad and his barber, Russ.
Okay.
I don't know. It was his barber, Russ, and he had great licorice. And I remember walking down outside of that stadium.
Jefferson and Best.
Was it 66? When I remember walking on a sidewalk as part of the goalpost walked by. It was one of the years that we won it.
Yeah, yeah.
They tore a goalpost down.
My uncle used to take us to games with my father and my brothers. My uncle used to buy a separate ticket for a quarter keg of beer, and he would set the quarter keg of beer on the seat next to the group.
I wonder how many people sat in that old stadium. What do you think? Like 30?
Yeah, I think it was about 30,
about
33.
30?
Yeah. Great place to watch a game. And you obviously followed the Bills through their move here to Orchard Park and the games here in Orchard Park, I would think.
Hey, listen, when I was in high school and taking driver's ed, we would come out to the parking lot here. This is where we would... Yeah. We'd come all the way down Union Road and cross over, and I learned how to drive in the parking lot here. But, yeah, this is, you know, I mean, boy, you know, it seems like it was yesterday, like it was a brand-new place, and now there's so much history here.
What are your memories of the Super Bowl era, Bills? It's 20 years ago now.
You know, wishing we won.
Yeah.
You know, a great team. A great team. And everybody talks about the fact that, but you never won one. No. No, these guys were just... You know, top of the game, and to be a fan in that time period, we had a lot to cheer about with a lot of great players and just an amazing offense, defense. I mean, everything about it was. I remember being in the different places also where I saw the games. I remember living in New York, seeing the first Super Bowl game, and I remember I was shooting something in Wyoming, barely being able to find a television and some bar to watch the Redskins game. Looking forward to the next one.
Are you in the circles in which you travel, in Hollywood and New York and in Europe, do you wear your Bills fandom on your sleeve? Do people know you're a Bills fan, do you think?
If you know me?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no missing the boat that I'm a Bills fan. You know, most of the last 2 years I've been living in the Czech Republic in Prague, and thank God for NFL Game Pass, because on Sunday nights it's 7 o'clock Prague time. These games right here from the stadium come live right into my house.
Wow.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. I love it.
We're with actor Bill Fichtner, the Western New York native, Maryvale High School graduate. You mentioned the time in Prague. You're on a series there, I think going into its third year, called Crossing Lines. That's going to be available on Netflix, huh?
Yeah, the second season is coming First and second season are coming up on Netflix. And I'll find out in the next week or two if the show's going to get picked up. I think it is. I hope so, because I'm looking forward to going back. I love Prague. I love the Czech Republic. So I'm not done with my Prague experience yet.
Crossing Lines is sort of a crime show in which you play a police detective, right?
Yeah,
and a former detective who got in some sort of trouble.
Yeah, you know, I don't think I've ever played a character that isn't fractured, gets in trouble, and has a lot of problems.
I was going to ask you. You look at
I'm drawing on my Western New York. You know.
I was looking at your filmography, and you're always playing a villain or sort of a, even if not a villain, sort of a shady character.
That's not true. You know, I don't know why you're going there right now, John. No. Listen, my wife used to tease me. You know, I die in so many movies. She said to me, you know, if you did a McDonald's commercial, you'd probably die. I'm like, give me a break, honey.
One of your favorite roles, for me anyway, was in the movie Crash with that great ensemble cast. What a great movie. The Oscar for Best Picture 10 years ago.
You know, the funny thing about Crash is that's a one scene. I play one scene in the film. And they shot the movie and added that scene later. They shot the movie and realized we needed one more scene, this sort of thing. So they wrote that scene. And the director called me and he said, would you be interested? And I read it. And I remember calling my agent saying, I'll do a one scene part like this anytime you find it, because I thought it was that good too.
Yeah.
I like that film. I love that film. you know, I've been fortunate enough to work on some really incredible films and in amazing places. Black Hawk Down, you know, shooting that for 5 months in Morocco was a real highlight, especially meeting all of the guys, you know, that, you know, a lot of them that were there. Perfect Storm and Armageddon. These are, you know, just memories never to be forgot. And some little films too. You know, I had a great time last summer shooting the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So that comes out this August.
What is that's not animated. That's a
no. This is a live action. Michael Bay produced. Big.
Wow.
Yeah.
That'll be. Is that a kids movie or will it?
I've seen a couple of clips from it. I'm not going to take. I wouldn't take a 5-year-old to it. I think it's a little
okay.
It's a little freaky and a little scary, but I think it's great. It's a PG-13. Obviously, okay. It's going to be. It might be a G movie, but it's good. It's exciting. It's not a bouncy cartoon like a lot of the original films that were made about.
Do you know, the subject. Seek out roles as, you know, the bad guy, or do they sort of find you?
You know, to be honest, they're like the television show, a fractured guy, but, you know, a good guy. I don't look for anything that's in particular like, oh, I want to play bad guys. I want to play this. You know, I look for the role. A lot of things come along. Sometimes I get scripts that where the bad guy's like, he's so bad. I can't find a real person in there. I don't really want to play it. I'm always looking for something that makes a character. Sometimes, you know, the truth about it is a lot of the roles that I like tend to be, the more interesting roles in the piece. And sometimes those are the bad guys. Those are the guys that got a lot of things going on.
People have said that. Actors have said that. It's not easier to play the bad guys, but more interesting maybe to play the bad guys.
Without getting into actor speak or something,
yeah.
If you can find out what a character cares about, you know, bad guys don't think they're bad guys. If they're good bad guys, they have their own reasons, their own set of circumstances, how they operate in their life. When you can figure out things like that, then all of a sudden it's a real person, no matter what he's doing, and it becomes pretty interesting.
Actor Bill Fichtner in studio with us, a graduate of Maryvale High School. In your career, what part of Western New York do you carry with you? What sort of stays with you as you move through all of these roles that you played?
Chicken wings. Everywhere I go.
I carry some of those myself.
Because everywhere you go, somebody on the menu has buffalo chicken wings. I love pulling out the line, are they really buffalo chicken wings? Don't tell a guy from Buffalo they're buffalo chicken wings. These things are flopping on the floor over here. They're not wings.
There's a theory that the farther you get away from Buffalo, the worse the wings get.
It's not a theory. It's a reality.
It's true. Yeah.
But right now I live in LA, where my home base is, and some guys from Buffalo opened up a place out there in Las Vegas, a section of LA, and I haven't been there yet, and I just heard about it, but apparently there's killer wings there, so I'll find out.
They'll probably love to have you walk through the door, right?
to answer your question, I think the thing about Buffalo being here in Buffalo. It's not what we say, it's what we do. We don't put the cart before the horse. It's not really a bragging sort of town. It's not us. It's not us as a people. We let our actions speak. I think that's something that, you know, that I certainly got from, you know, my parents. And I think that's something that defines who we are here.
And that sort of applies to your favorite football team, too, the Buffalo Bills. They've got to do something, right, after this long 14-year drought without a playoff spot.
I know. It's tough. But I got to tell you something. I mean, if you're not optimistic now, you're crazy, because this is a great time to be optimistic.
Tell me why. What do you like about this team?
You know, I think EJ is just, I just saw things last year as the season went on. I just wish I would have seen him in every game, you know. Unfortunately for injuries, that didn't happen. But it's going to happen this year. And that's how you build, you know. And after the draft that came up, we got a lot to smile about. I mean, you know, when you watch a football team and you love a football team and you want them to get to that next place and the place after that, I saw enough last year. You know, you get a flash here and a flash here. Yes, you know, we had some ups and downs, but I thought we had a lot more ups than downs. And the truth about it is, with a couple of plays here and there, you know, we're in the playoffs last year. I mean, really.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
Arguably there's four games, you know, in the first seven games that we could have won. We didn't. It's all right. We're going to win them this year.
You've had a chance to spend some time around the complex here in Orchard Park this week. It looks different. It's kind of exciting to see the construction here and what's going to be the new stadium here.
Well, when we were pulling in, I said to my good friend Tim Clark, I said, what's all the cars? Is there a game going on?
Yeah.
Half the parking lot's
construction
full.
Construction workers.
Yeah. Yeah, getting it ready.
Are you going to be able to get back to a game? You're going to be in Prague this fall.
I may be in Prague, but, you know, if I can get back, oh, yeah. Yeah, I want to run out of the tunnel. I'm sorry. I'm throwing it out there right now. I want to run out of the tunnel.
That could happen.
With my 12-year-old.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, listen, I'm a big fan, lifelong fan. I have a 12-year-old. His name is Van. Not named after Van Miller.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what my friends said to me when I named him Van. They're like, after Van Miller? I'm like, no. Van Morrison, I get that a lot. No, that's my wife's grandfather. But this little boy, he's in camp right now in the Berkshires in Massachusetts for a month. The first day of camp, he says to his mom as we're packing him up last week, just make sure I got my Bill stuff ready to go. It's no matter where he goes, no matter where he walks, it is about Buffalo. He visits here, but he's not from here. But, you know, those that are from here, it's in us. We pass it on. And that's why we got the greatest fans in the world.
When you come back and you run through the tunnel, then stop up in the radio booth. We'd love to have you there.
Absolutely not. No, I'm not.
Come on. It's fun up there.
You called me a bad guy.
You played the bad guy.
All right. I'll be a good guy that day.
All right. Great. Bill, thank you. It's great to meet you.
Pleasure.
Bill Fichtner, actor, Bills fan, who is back in Buffalo this week. It is the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.